No, that was a pretty good so true. I'm just going to let this play. So, first, I'm getting all these tweets about why we didn't take a knee with 125. I'll try and best explain it here. With a 40-second play clock, they get one timeout. You've got to get it to under 120 before their timeout. So you run a 5-second play, and then you take two knees, and the ball game's over. But you have to tell your linemen, no holds. The only way we lose this game is if you hold right here. You have to instruct your lineman. Because a hold stops the clock, and then the play clock restarts at 25 instead of 40, and it cuts 15 seconds off. So, you cannot do that. You cannot hold. I don't care if the guy is past you. You're trying to run a 5-second play so you can get it under 120 at the timeout, then you can take two knees and the ball game's over. Just cannot do it. Basically, the rule there is 40, 120, 2 minutes. It's kind of the NFL rule once they went to the 40-second play clock. If they don't have any timeouts, two-minute warning, game's over with a first down. If they have one timeout, you got to get to 120. If they have two timeouts, 40 seconds is the magic number. So since it was at 125 after we got the ball, that's what they did. But the hold is just so bad. I don't care if the guy's running by you. Lay on your back and let him sack. I mean, it doesn't matter. All you're trying to do is run to the edge a little bit and get 5 seconds off the clock. So that was awful. But we won. And that's 1,120 days since we won, which is big. And here, again, for me, it's always about the players. Coming down here to the stands, watching them sing Alma Mater, watching their glee. I'm so thrilled for those guys. Because honestly, this staff did not put them in a position to win there at the end. I mean, you have to be better about that last drive. You cannot give the chance for a Hail Mary. You cannot give them the ball there. You have to be so in control of everything that you say, there is 125. Here are the parameters. We need a 5-second play, and we cannot have penalties. That is the only way we lose. You pull your entire team over, and that's what you preach. And maybe they did, and Heitz held anyway or something. I don't know. But that's what you have. You just can't do that. So here I am from the stands. Martin O'Donnell reminded me of my last victorious from the stands for a Big Ten game, which was Northwestern 1,120 days ago in 2011, beginning of October. And that's when we were playing Sweet Home Chicago and I was all excited. So here it is, 1,120 days later. I'm getting to record a from the stands after a victory. And all I can think about right now is why. Cannot hold. We cannot hold on the punt. You have to tell your team, don't do these things. These are the things that screw you on this play. But hey, it's a win. I'm thrilled for the players. I don't know how much they showed on TV, but they were beyond fired up to get this monkey off their backs. They were beyond excited, and that makes me thrilled. I'm headed to the locker room right now. Pretty much my main interview is going to be with Clayton Fedulum, because that kid nearly won the game by himself on that last drive with that big tackle and then that big pass breakup at the 5. You got a former walk-on coming here, stepping in at safety, and on the biggest play of the game gets the pass breakup. On a game, you know, if he doesn't get that, the guy could have stumbled toward the end zone. It could have been the game over right there. So I'm pretty thrilled for Fetch and excited to go interview him. The other thing, I feel bad that I'm just caught on the mistakes. You know what? I'll say this. You know, I talk about lucky games. I talk about we need luck and we need the turnover fairy. This was our luckiest game in so long. Vandrell Bentley fields a punt, hits the ground, bounces right back to him. Josh Ferguson, or somebody, was in motion. I don't even think it was Ferguson. It might have been Dudek. And the snap hits him, bounces straight up in the air, and goes to Ferguson, who gets a gain out of it. Who else? Ferguson had the ball. I saw, I think Dan from Illinois Loyalty tweeted, Ferguson with the dribble. Gets the ball, fumbles, bounces right back to him, and he gets the first down. All three of those plays. The official blows a play dead that could have been run back for a touchdown. We force a fumble and bounces right to Viangelo, who runs it in. That was turnover fairy after turnover fairy after turnover fairy. Luck, luck, luck. I'm not trying to take anything away, because as I wrote about this week, as I wrote about on Friday, turnovers are football, and sometimes you just blindly luck your way into the ball bouncing your way. And this was our... Let's see, when was the last luckiest game like? I might have to go back to 2007 Penn State, when we got the three interceptions and the fumble recovery all in our red zone, all in the last 16 minutes to beat a ranked Penn State game. That's the one where Ben ran the kickoff back with a touchdown and we beat a ranked team and here we come and this and that. That's the last time that we had a game where like it seemed like everything went our way. And as I've written about, like they follow this, and the college football statistics has a statistic for luck. They look at pass breakups and how many of them turned into interceptions, and they look at fumbles, how many you recovered, how many your opponent recovered. Because once the ball's out or the ball's batted in the air, it's just up to luck whoever it ends up with. It's an oblong ball bouncing on the turf. And 2 years ago we were 118th in luck, and last year we were 107th in luck. The ball never bounced our way. And again, that statistic takes out all of the skill things, and it takes out all the interceptions that are, you know, somebody jumped a route or the quarterback threw a horrible pass, and it just looks at deflections and forced fumbles. And, you know, odds say if a ball is out like that, it's a 50-50 thing who's going to end up with it. And we've been really bad the last 2 years. We just haven't ended up with it. Today, we ended up with everything. But I'll take it. I will take it. I won't apologize for it. I will run with it. I will take it home. I will wrap it up in a little baby blanket. I will put it in a crib by my bed. And I will get up twice every morning in the middle of the night to feed it. Because we finally won a whole Big Ten game. Go on it.